together to get the ball.
In the first half, we could barely get Kennedy and Bryce the ball where they could work in the post. Second half, Kennedy got an offensive foul, but that was the type of effort we wanted them to try to get the ball. Bryce did a good job flashing to the high post, so it made the guards' passing angles a lot easier. So the big guys worked their butts off, and that's what helped us.
Against the zone, was there coming to this game, was there a certain amount of threes you guys felt like you had to knock down to be successful and loosen up that zone a little bit?
Not really. We knew we had to make some shots. You know, there's only so much you can do, and at the end of the day, you got to knock down some shots because that's what they give you. But our whole effort was to try to get the ball in the ACC area right below the free throw line. And when we had our most success offensively is when we were getting into that that spot with either Kennedy or Bryce, and they would either finish at the basket or look weak side, and that's where we got a lot of our threes too.
You said you and Bryce put up some extra shots last. I mean, you and Nate put up some extra shots last night. How often do you guys stick around and do that? Or did you do it because you knew you faced the zone tonight?
Oh, I mean, me and Nate do it every day. You know, guys like me, Nate, and Justin, and it depends on the day, but I'm trying to get shots up every day, and I try to bring some guys with me. Nate's been that guy these past year and a half or so. He's always in the gym when I am. And, you know, that's why he's been able to shoot a higher percentage than he did last year, and he's more confident in that shot. But we try to get extra shots up, and we knew that shooting the ball from the perimeter was going to be important against this tough Syracuse zone.
You guys have faced some criticism, basically, that you guys aren't as effective against the zone. Does tonight say otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, well, Ohio State played a zone, and we were able to carve their zone up, you know, eventually once we got in the rhythm. If you take away the first half, we were able to do a great job against Syracuse's zone. So I think we see it so much in so many different variations that we're used to playing against it, and we can get in a little bit of a comfort zone against it, you know, obviously minus the first 20 minutes tonight. But everyone zoned us at least for part of the game almost the entire year, so we're getting better at attacking it.
Once Kennedy and Bryce started got it going to the inside, how much more space did you and Nate have to shoot, you know, they had to start sinking in on those guys?
Yeah, that was the entire changing factor in the entire for us offensive.
Wow, that was a terrible sentence.
Jeez. Usually I'm decent at this. Yeah, that was my first turnover of the night. That was the biggest factor for us that changed from the first half to the second half was being able to get to the ball to the high post consistently, and with Bryce having enough space to operate so that we could get some shots because the guards had to turn around and collapse. That leaves us with open shots. Whereas in the first half, we were just passing the ball around the perimeter and the zone just shifts back and forth. We couldn't get anything going. So getting the biggest thing against our zone is getting penetration by the pass with the dribble. 90% of our penetration today came from the pass, and we were able to be effective in that way.
About a month ago, people were asking you kind of what's wrong, and you just kept saying, I see it, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. No one's asking you about that anymore.
Yeah, thank God. You know, it took me a while to get going, clearly. But, you know, I talked to Coach Davis a bunch. I stayed confident, and he told me one thing that really resonated with me, that I was struggling shooting the ball earlier in the year, but he said, you know, if you stick to your routine, getting shots up every day, stick to your work habits, and just do what you do, you know, it'll eventually balance itself out. And now, you know, I'm back to shooting above 40% in league play and stuff like that. So it feels good to finally be back in a rhythm.
A lot of guys had flare-ups offensively tonight, but you were kind of steady. It seemed like whenever that bucket was needed, you were kind of there. Do you feel those moments? Do you sense those moments in there where you know that's a possession you need to do something?
Sometimes, you know, just depends on the flow of the game. A lot of times I won't shoot a quick shot or anything, but if I feel we need a basket and it comes to me and I have opportunity, I'll take that shot. You know, if I sense a little lull in our offense or a shift in momentum, I'll try to be more aggressive because I'm out on the court for 35 minutes. So, you know, a lot of the guys sub in and sub out and provide us, you know, like energy lifts, but I'm out there the whole time, so I kind of chip away steadily with my production.
Have you seen your stat line tonight?
Coach read it off. He read off a couple of them. So, I mean, I'm pretty pleased with the zero turnovers. And when I get the box score, the first thing I look at is how many turnovers I had and how many minutes I played. But, you know, I looked at the rest of it today and was pretty happy, I guess.
Has Nate ever show a lot of confidence in kind of in terms of just his shot? I mean, or is he somebody who you got to keep encouraging?
He's not someone you have to encourage a lot, but he's also someone that's not, you know, outwardly confident. And, you know, it doesn't just like – you don't get that vibe from him all the time that he's just overflowing with confidence. But at the same time, he's real steady. And talking to him and getting to know him, he's one of the most confident kids on the team, just in his abilities. I mean, he was top 5, top 10 in high school at some point. So he's still got that chip on his shoulder and that swagger about him. But, you know, it came out tonight. You know, he's a real confident guy.
How big will this be?
It's huge. It's huge because, you know, with Joel not being able to play, Nate's role has expanded just naturally, and he's playing to fit that role. So it's big. You know, if Justin's not making shots, we got to have some other guys making shots. You know, JP's good in the mid-range, but Nate being able to knock down shots just adds that extra element, so we don't have to rely on the same couple guys to make shots every night, because that's not always a given.
It seems like you guys spent a lot of time back here at halftime. Like, you didn't get out back to the court. There's only like a minute 30 left. Is it all talking about the zone? I mean,
we had a lot to talk about at halftime. A lot of examples of ways we don't want to play. And, you know, Coach, once he gets going, he was just trying to motivate us a little bit. It wasn't just the turnovers. It wasn't just the zone. There was some second chance opportunities. There was some, lack of hustle in the sprint back transition defense. So he just wanted to clear a lot of those things up and then let us know that if we stuck to the game plan and played the way he asked us to play, that there's 20 minutes left. That's plenty of time to chip away and grind away. And we were able to do that and completely turn it around. But, yeah, he had a couple extra words for us at halftime.
You might look at the clock like, hey, we need to get out.
Yeah, I mean, our manager always signals when we have 5 minutes left, but, you know, he kind of looked him off and just kept talking to us. You know, halftime warm-ups aren't all that important, so it was more about making sure we could translate what was going on in the huddle in here to the court.
Sorry, one more.
Thank you, man.
You waited the whole time.
No,
you're trying to botch one answer, so I don't think that.
Yeah, no, I did. I fumbled one.
Okay, all right. We'll give you a break.
Okay. Jeez, so I got to make up for it.
Spent some time on Cooney. Were you surprised how often he shot? Were you?
Oh, yeah, 26 shot attempts.
Is that kind of what you guys were trying to do, though? Like, what? I mean, to get him to shoot that many times?
No, we didn't want him to get that many. Well, we didn't mind him shooting shots overhand, but he got some really good looks early.
Right.
Once a good shooter gets in a groove, it's tough. But, you know, you look at the stat sheet coming into the year, him and Rakeem Christmas each had over 215, 220 shot attempts. So we knew he was going to get it up. The problem was the type of shots he was getting were not what we wanted. You know, he's getting open looks in transition, and then JP did a great job. And whoever else guarded him throughout the stretch after he went off and had 15 in the first however many minutes did a great job of kind of neutralizing him and making him take some tough shots. And he made some tough ones.
Yeah, he did. All right, thanks.
How's your foot?
Oh, it's getting better. It's getting better. I think it's, a little bit away from being perfect, but, I'll do some treatments. We got a couple of days off, so I'll be all right.
All